The 17th General Congregation for the African Synod this morning began with an opening prayer led by the Holy Father, followed by the reading of a letter addressed to the bishops' conferences of Sudan, Chad, Uganda, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Central African Republic. The Synod Fathers, in solidarity with Pope Benedict XVI, expressed their deepest sentiments of fraternal community with the bishops of the five war-torn countries. Festus Tarawali reports.
The letter, signed on behalf of the Synod Fathers by the three presidents' delegates and the Secretary General of the Synod of Bishops, called for the parties involved to replace the language of arms with dialogue and negotiation. They reiterated the sacred value of every human life and implored the intercession of saints born in Africa for the gift of peace so that justice may come about in those areas where it has been gravely missing and that hearts may open to the grace of reconciliation with God and neighbor. Following the reading of the letter, the unified list of 54 propositions was presented. The proposals have brought together the interventions according to themes that were delivered in the Synod Hall. They are to be studied and discussed further in the small groups on Wednesday morning. The final list will be presented during the 19th General Congregation on Friday afternoon, following which they will be handed over to the Holy Father to consider as he writes the post-synodal apostolic exhortation. Meanwhile, 12 of the 15 members of the post-synodal Council for Africa of the Synod of Bishops were elected during the General Congregation on Tuesday morning. The remaining three will be nominated by Pope Benedict XVI. Two members will represent each of the six groupings of bishops' conferences. I am Festus Tarawali.